Really would like to cover this in one day. I'm hoping. Who knows? So if you remember, again, we started this a little bit yesterday, but we'll review briefly. So the Gemara, amazingly, actually got into discussion of Kiddush Makom Suda, which was our topic for the last week, with the question of Kiddush in Shul, where the Gemara records that they made Kiddush in Shul. And then you have the Machloket, Rav and Shmuel, whether they are Yotzei or not. And the Gemara ends up concluding that, according to Rav, it's not a problem they make Kiddush in Shul, because Rav doesn't need Kiddush Makom Suda, but Shmuel, and this is how we got into it, Shmuel, Lama Le Lugudja Me Kiddush Da. So according to Shmuel, why do you make Kiddush in Shul? We're going to Lafuke Orchem Yidei Chuvatan Da Achlu Vishatu Vegano Ve Kiddush Da. Because of the guests who eat in Shul, and again, we dealt with the question of how are you allowed to eat in Shul? Blah, 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 blah. We're not going to go down that route. And Tosu just clarifies, we didn't see this yesterday, but Tosu clarifies that L'Rav, Tzarech L'Kadosh B'Kinish, to L'Hotzi Kol Adam She'en Lahem B'nei Bayit, so Tzarech L'Kadosh B'Veitam. Tosu just says that according to Rav, it's not why you can make Kiddush and Shul. You make Kiddush and Shul to be Motzi people.
Yeah.
Specifically the people he assumes that don't have people at home for whom they have to make Kiddush, because you know, he's just assuming that not everybody is in shul. There are some people who are not in shul. But then the question becomes, okay, well, what about now? What about now? So we have the following possibilities, right? So the Gemara says that, originally, Kiddush in Shul was for guests, right? That's not the Machlokes. Okay. Then the question is, what do we do now? So possibility one is, right, the same. Why is true now? So if no guests, then no Kiddush, right? No one's going to argue on that. Meaning Tosfot says you shouldn't make Kiddush. The Monic says you shouldn't make Kiddush because they assume there aren't guests. If there were guests, they'd be fine with it, right? But Lamaita, that means no
Kiddush.
Sure, this is the Monic. This is Tosfot. I mean, that's what we saw yesterday. Yep. The other possibility is to say that now Kiddush in Shul does something else, right? Or it always did something else. Yep, plus yes, right? Right, and then this, rather than being, right, this is y equals what, right, and this, these are both, y does not equal the what of Kiddush in Shul, okay?
The middle one?
Not exclusively, right?
I feel like we can knock out the middle category pretty quickly.
No, you can't.
No?
If I couldn't put 20 Rishonim on this one, then you could knock it out, but that ain't happening. So, fine.
Are the 20 Rishonim about like what it is nowadays?
Yep. No, five, six.
Okay, fine.
So fine. So, okay, good. So we saw Tosor and the Monic. Okay? Now we can do this however you want. I gave you everything on the sheet, plus the Rush, the Ron, and the Mordechai quoting the Sarmi Kutzi. Okay?
Okay.
So, And we did the brainstorming yesterday, so we're going to start plugging in here.
Oh, yeah.
Right, remember, we did that at the end? What?
No brainstorming.
I mean, we can do that too, but fine. Why don't we start with the Rush? Okay? Good. So the Rush here says as follows. Let's open the Rush and Yud Hey.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. So
from the cave on the other side.
This side is the wrong barrack. There we go. Yud. Hey, Yud. There we go. So, he quotes the whole sugya. The back of the Gemara. Okay, good. So the Rush says as follows: Vahashta Parich Shapir. Now you can ask, well, Lama Leli Kedusha Bibe Kanishta Im Ein Tanai Moel Latse Bibe Do. In the Rush. Towards the end of Halacha. Umehasha Heve Bracha Livatola Im Ein Sham Orchen. The Rush says it is a Bracha Livatola if there are not guests. Why? Someone justify the Rush to me. Why is it a Bracha? Same like Tosu, same like Manig. The Gemara says it's about guests. That's all it ever was. It was, there is no Tzvei Dinim, no nothing. The Gemara says it was about people in Shul. There aren't people in Shul, then there aren't people in Shul. Get over yourselves. It's Bracha Vatala. V'arav Rabbeinu Yona Peirish. And Rabbeinu Yona said, and remember we saw, he says, Eina Bracha Vatala. Now remember, we saw within the Rush. Is that because he thinks Kiddush Makom Sudas Daraita? Or, do you remember this? Remember, we saw this Rush before. There were three possibilities of understanding the Rush. Either you think Kiddush Makom Sudas Daraita, or, which was Rabbi Akiva Eiger, or he thinks that the rabbis have the power to make you not be Yotzei Daraita, which is Prima Gadim, or it's Bracha Levatal Darabanan, which was Rasha Rice. But either way, he thinks you don't do it. Barav Rabbi Yona Peresh, Je'ena Bracha Levatala. It's not a Bracha Levatala. Damrin and Kenji Makom Suda, Aina Vidarabanan. Basmachua Rabbanan Akrai Vikarat Bel Shabbat Oneg. It's not a Bracha Levatala. Because the requirement to have Kiddush Makom Suda is only Derabanan. Right? It's only Derabanan. And therefore, saying Kiddush without having something to right. So he but all Rabbeinu Yona says is that it's not Bracha Levatala. Does he defend? Right. What does he do? Does he defend saying Kiddush and Shul? Lav Dafka. It's not a Bracha Levatala. But then he does defend. Okay? So now we're getting, right? So first he doesn't, but then he does. He says, Ikar Kiddush Man HaTorah Udechtev Zecherel Yayim B'Knisa. Hilkach Kevan She'yesh B'nei Adam She'enem Yodim L'Kadesh. Since there are people who don't know how to say Kiddush, Nagu L'Kadesh B'Vnei Ida Knesset, Kiddush Yetzu Yidei Kiddush Man HaTorah. Rabbeinu Yona has two things. First, he says, He says, saying Kiddush Lo Makom Suda is not Bracha Levatala. Okay, fine, great. That doesn't tell you you should do it. Right. Then he says, so if that's the case, why should you do it? Because there are some people who don't know to say Kiddush. By saying in Shul, they won't be able to say Kiddush Makom Suda. Answer. They'll at least get the Chiyuv Min HaTorah. So now he says, V'hadik Amar Ein Kiddush Makom Suda Lo Masro Kipirusho. And the Rosh says, no! the mashma in the kiddush klal, it isn't kiddush at all. Again, to write to the rabbana and okir to whatever. And he says, besides, he says, what are you talking about? If that was true, then the Gemara should say it. It doesn't. And therefore the Rush says, no, no, no. So, but what does Rabbi Yona say?
Now it
is it this one or this one? Yeah. Right now he's doing something else. The possibility.
You could put Rabbeinu Yona under it was always something else.
I'm not sure. Okay?
Definitely not.
There's a lot of problems with Rabbeinu Yona, right? The biggest problem is that he doesn't explain why, as the Rush says, why the Gemara lets you do this. Right? I mean, the Gemara doesn't seem to let you do this. He invents this, right? It's very problematic. Right? It's very, very, very problematic. But that's one possibility, okay? Who wants to give me another possibility? So one possibility is it's doing something else. Problem is, the Gemara doesn't seem to entertain that.
Yeah.
Good. Give me another Svara to defend it. No, to defend saying Kiddush and Shul.
It's a formalization.
It was a formalization that this is a why, not a what.
Yeah.
Meaning, Chazal said, make Kiddush and Shul for guests. It was instituted because of Kiddush Makom Suda, and that's why it's relevant to the Kiddush Makom Suda. So yeah, but once they did that, they formalized it, and once they formalized it, it no longer needs to be Kiddush Makom Suda, because now it's a formal halacha of saying Kiddush in Shul. Who holds that? Which Rishon says that?
So one of those. Second is, it's formal, right? That kiddush, that saying it for guests was the why, not the what. Now there's a formal gzeira. Who holds that?
The Ron, very good. The Ron. The Ron. The Ron says, one second, we open the Ron. The Ron says very clearly, right, the obvious problem with the Ron is going to be, but wait a second, the Gemara said that whether you say Kiddush and Shul or not should hang on Rav and Shmuel unless you have guests, in which case even Shmuel could be Modeh, and the Ron will have to read the Gemara saying we wouldn't have instituted according to Shmuel if there weren't guest in Shul, but then once we instituted it, we then removed the requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda. So even though this is taken in the sugya of Kiddush Makom Suda, nowadays this is no longer relevant to Kiddush Makom Suda.
No,
that's the logical move you would have to do, right? Let's see how the Ron actually plays it out. So the Ron says, La Fuke Orchimide Chobatan. And he says, "Va'anu achshav." Nowadays, af al gav du lo achli orchem bevei kinishta. Even though there are not guests in shul, v'naktinan den kiddush makom suda, and we say in kiddush makom suda, you should say like Tosfos that there are no guests, so there's no Kiddush. No, afilu achi nakdin and lekedusha v'nei kedusha. We tell you to say kedusha and shul. The chayv and the meikara itgun mishum orchen. It was originally instituted because of guests. Amrinan le shetakonan chachamim kavurhe. We say that the decrees of the chachamim are established forever. Kedashkan b'mein sheva merav shabbat, just like bracha mein sheva. What's bracha mein sheva? Magen avad b'edvarav that thing, right? The itkum mishum amshav esadot. It was originally instituted to make people catch up so that they would come back safely from the fields. But nowadays, when you don't have that, when everyone's in shul, itkin. Because we were metakin it, So yes, the Ron says exactly what I said, Marty. Right? The Ron says, what does that have to do with Kiddush Makom Suda? It's much more convoluted than you think. It's not you need Kiddush Makom Suda. It's because you held Kiddush Makom Suda. They wouldn't have originally instituted Kiddush in Shul unless there was a need that was Suda relevant. But even though nowadays it is no longer Makom Suda because no one's eating in Shul, it has now become formal. And therefore, this is still an expression of Machlok and Rav and Shmuel, even though nowadays Rav and Shmuel would both agree that you say Kiddush in Shul without actually having Makom Suda because now it's a different chalos. What? Before it was formalized, yes. When the magic thing happened, I don't know. Am I wrong? Is that not what the Ron said? Oh, that's not a different Ron. I meant this Ron, the Ron. Good. Possibly three is the Ron and the Megillat Starim. Okay, good. No, sorry. I meant this Ron. Good. So possibility three. Okay, yeah. So now you're telling me three, and you said, wait, there's another path to it, and that is the run. I don't think so. Oh, no, I understand that. Yeah, no, I get that confusion. No. But this is the Rabbeinu Nisim of the Megillat Starim. So Rabbeinu Nisim Zalkata Megillat Starim. Daha damridan ain kiddush ala makom suda. Hainu hecha shahaya bidaito mitchila lecho b'makom akiddush. Vishuv nimlach. Right? So I held this out for you from the last one, but yeah, whatever. Very good. The Ron is mechadesh that kiddush makom suda was only ever a dot issue. Only, despite what we said before, that it's not only a dot issue. And therefore, it's only a problem if you say Kiddush with the intent to have a meal and then don't. But if you never had any intent to eat a Makom Suda, who cares? Now, I'm not sure that he means that you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda, or he means a version of the Gaonim, as understood by Rav Asher Weiss, that there's a bridge. Right? That if I never intended eating the meal here, and I intend to eat there, so then it bridges. Baby Raya.
Right, at first glance, this argues on our Gemara, the case of the Sukkah. The Yerushalmi might come early Shmuel, like the Shmuel Gnish, to Lema Lohti, Kobane Eir, Shadait, and Lechel Vetam. Because then you could just say, well, no, the reason you, right, you're just being Motzi everybody, teed at home. The problem was we didn't want to do it in shul for people to eat at home because they would think that you don't need a suda at all. And that would be wrong. You just need to have in mind that you're eating it somewhere else. Oh, this run. Yeah, so this Rabbeinu Nisim, the Megillat Starim, we'll call it Megillat Starim, says that no, really, Kiddush Makom Suda is not about Kiddush Makom Suda at all. It's about?
Das.
It's about Das. Very good. Probably Gaonim-like. I would guess the Gaonim-like Ezra Marshall Weiss understands him. And it's bridging it. And therefore, why do you say Kiddush and Shul? Because you're having in mind...
Well, it's not, the way that we were reading is not why you do it in Shul. Like, well, it's not why it was instituted, but it was the reason why it's not a problem.
It's why it's not a problem. Very good. And why it's still part of Kiddush Makom Suda. Right? Now, the Rush himself doesn't like this. Why does the Rush not like it?
Because he's reading Shul saying that it's the reason it's instituted.
Also, he thinks that Kiddush Makom Suda actually means Kiddush Makom Suda, right? Right? He just doesn't buy it. But this is the Megillat Sarim, so where would you put it? Actually here, right?
Same is true now, but different.
But
because we're...
But you need to be Mechadesh that Kiddush Makom Suda...
No. It's always... No, it's under there.
Right. Well, not necessarily. Meaning it is Kiddush Makom Suda. Well, either here, right?
And or it was always something else.
Being a God slash bridge, right? Or it was always, right? It's possible that this is another way of saying the God started, right? Which is, it was always actual Kiddush Makom Suda, but broadly understood. Right? What? Oh, because that's where people are on Friday night. I don't know. Right?
Yes.
So what do we have? Okay. So again, we now have four shitot. Okay? We have Kiddush Makom Suda means exactly what you think it is. And therefore, this takana is only for people actually eating in shul. And therefore, if you don't have people eating in shul, don't do it. That is Tosfot. That is the Rush himself. That is Bahag. That's the Manig. Right? And it is a Bracha Levatala if you say Kiddush and Shul either Daraita or because Chazal or Oker the Daraita or Bracha of the Rabbanim, but it's Aser. Okay? Then we have the option of saying, what do you mean? It was always just Kiddush Makom Suda. We just understand that broadly as being an issue of Dad or bridging, and therefore you can still do it in Shul. Maybe that's what Miguel Sarm is saying, or alternatively, that isn't what it was originally, but now it's sort of still Kiddush Makom Suda. Then it was Mamash Kiddush Makom Suda, now it's Kiddush Makom Suda more broadly. That still somewhat links the why and the what. Meaning, the Gemara says it's about people eating, it's still about people eating, except, you know, whatever. Expand your imagination of what it means to connect the Suda and Kiddush. Then we saw two versions of now Kiddush and Shul is doing something else, and therefore we sever the why from the rut, or the why from the what. The most straightforward is the Ron, not Miguel Starim Ron, the Ron in the back of the Gemara who just says, yeah, that's the why, not the what. Now it's a formal Gzeira, and therefore it applies even if the reason doesn't apply, like Magen Avot. My bracha achat mein sheva. And you have Rabbeinu Yonah who says, no. I'm going to be Mechadesh with no source whatsoever that Kiddush and Shul is meant to be Motzi, those who can't say Kiddush. The Gemara doesn't say it. People already davened, they were Yotze in the Mitzvah Daraita. Most of our shuls don't have people who are being Yotze Kiddush with that. Technicalities, I don't know what you want from my life. Right? And again, the Rush can argue on this because of all the reasons we said, plus he thinks either Kiddush Makom Suda is Daraita or Oker. Yeah. Now, do you like the Ron? this Ron, that is formal? Good. Is about right. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, fine. It's just very problematic because the Gemara doesn't present it as such. The Gemara presents it as whether you say it in Shul is hanging on whether you pass in the Grav or Shul and Kiddush Makom Suda. So I understand. On the one hand, Bracha Mein Sheva also sounds like it had a substantive reason and now it applies even though that reason doesn't apply. And we still do it. So that's the support for the Ron. the evidence against the Ran is that the Gemara seems to hang it on Rav and Shmuel, right? The Bach makes this point. And he says, yeah, Magen Avot was originally a Takana. And therefore, it's in all circumstances. But the Gemara doesn't present this as a Takana. Very good. Let's see, before we go to the sheets, right, I'll show you the one more that's in the Gemara, and that is the Mordechai. Right, the Mordechai quotes the Sar Mikutzi. What? Who's the Sar Mikutzi? What? All the way in the back, that's right. All the way in the back. Kutzi. Yes. So he says, yeah, so what does he say? So he says, Lamali Kedushin Kanishta. So for, he quotes, right, so he quotes a lot of Shita. He quotes the Rabbeinu Nisim in the Megillat Starim, which we already saw. And then he quotes, one second, where is it? He has several answers. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Sorry. Right. The one more time. Right. So the Sar Mikutzi, quote the Sar Mikutzi, it says, Omer B'Shem HaSar Mikutzi, Demutar HaMekadesh Lishtot B'Makom Acher, V'lo Chashiv Kishod HaKodem Kiddush. Ryam, you're in Lael, you day, Yayin, Lo Yat. So, Pair to Zark Lachlo, Vark, where we get him, Shim Shim Makom. Halek, Shim Makom, Ayotzi, the Yayin, Rakok, Myers, Shata, the Ibelo Shadech, Nafik. Alpha of the Makom, given it as a Hadad. Alma Masm, the Mutu, Lishto. Afti, Osa Kiddish, Lo Makom Suda. He says, it's not Kiddish. There's just no Isser to drink wine, not be Makom Suda. So, you'll make Kiddish again when you get home. Big deal. And Kiddush Makom Suda just means you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze, but who cares? What? Yeah, right, that's the weird thing, is the Mordechai says, no problem. This is a fake Kiddush, and there's no issue for you to drink wine before Kiddush. So when you get home, you'll drink wine, and you'll make Kiddush again. The obvious problem is, What?
No.
The Gemara says, Kiddush Makom Suda. What is the Gemara asking? Like, you were trying to be Yotzei Kiddush. Kamash Malan, it's a non-Kiddush Kiddush with a bracha. What do you, what? Right?
So now Kiddush is something else. Mordechai says, Sami Kutzi says, it's just, yes, it's a Kiddush with no Isser to drink.
So, wouldn't that be the first category?
What?
Wouldn't that be the first category?
Well, I don't know. Because in the time of the Gemara, how does
he
even
decide what? Or this? I don't know. I don't know if you think it always was that. Is that now? I don't know.
No, so you always forget that.
I get
it. It was also nothing for the best.
No, presumably it was for them. Right? That's why I'm saying now it's something else. Like, in theory, in the time of the Gemara, you could have done it.
Just arguing why it's okay to do it, huh?
No, it makes it sound like you can do it. It doesn't explain why it's not a bracha vatala, even though it's not Kiddush. I don't know. Okay? So that's the first four answers. We're going to come back to the Orza Ruah. Okay? We're going to come to the Ezra, but let's plug in some other shitot first. Okay, let's now move to the sheet. So, okay, we're going to move as fast as we can here. The Rambam. What is the Rambam hold? Which model does he end up in? Very good, right? He's a version of the Ron. It's formal, right? He says, Sheila, kahalit, palel, v'kulam, bikim, v'tvila. He wasn't even asked about the Kiddush. He was asked about Chazar HaShatz. He said, if I'm in Shul, and everybody knows that a David, should you have Chazar HaShatz, should you go back to not embarrass people who will think that, you know, the Takana is for them? Right. Or do you say, well, it's just unnecessary now. Tshuva. What does he say? Said once Chazal made the takana, even though it was originally set up for people who don't know Nadavin, right? Valdat Rav Gamliel lahotzi afil baki shel baal mein alavat. So lo tia chazar shleich sibor levatala b'shum pam b'sibur ikra takana. He says, look, Chazar HaShatz, the why did we set up Chazar HaShatz for people who didn't know the Daven? The what of it is, it's a formal gzeir to say Chazar HaShatz. Im heyot shelo yesh meilok al shemesh shelo yotzi. And what, it's the crazy thing is that instead of Chazar HaShatz being the paradigm, what is his paradigm? Kiddush and Shul. Kamojim. Kiddush. B'vina Knesset. B'vina Orchem. V'id Chayev. V'chol Batei Knesset. Afil Shul Yu Orchem. Just like they established, say, Kiddush and Shul for guests, and now you're Chayev even without guests. The Gemara doesn't say this, so you have to do the same games that we play with the Ron. The Gemara brought it up in Kiddush Makom Suda only to explain the original Gzeira, but now it's not like that, and there, blah, 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 blah. Right? But in the end of the day, there is a complete what-why split. Originally, it was for guests, but it became a formal Gzeira. Right?
Wait, so people follow the Rambam, should be saying, we already said this, right? That you should be saying Kiddush and Shul to follow the Rambam.
Yes, of course, the Rambam says it. Rajba. What does the Rajba say? He was asked, Nish'alti, Amasam Chubidor Elu Shemekachim Vatei Knesio. I was asked, how do you say Kiddush and Shul? Allah Hakavdu Ochle Taman Orchen. Doing Kiddush and Makom Sudi, Vabrach Levatala, Vamekata, etc. Question, we got it. Vizo Aita Chuvati. This was my answer. Shedavar Zeb Ikar Kiddush Vei Kiddush and Machloket Yishon HaBein Avodah Olam. This is an old Machloket. Rabbeinu Haigon, Rizka bin Geya, Minha Osrin, Bidlek Orchid. So now we get a whole bunch of other names over here.
It's not just Tosin in the mind. It's the Riz Geya. It's Rav Haigon. It's all gone.
Right, Rav Haigon. Rav Netrunai. Rav Netrunai gone. Minha Matirin. V'imo. And this was a line that gave a few people some trouble this morning because it's nice and poetic. It's, and he says, don't challenge it. It's not just Rav Netrunai. Who is it? Imo Hevel Nivim. A string of prophets are along with Rav Netrunai who are Matir. Ufar Pashta Harak Motam. And the Psak has spread out like them. Vehem Talutaimam. Vishum de Efshar de Ikad Sibura de Litle Chamra Umekadesh Arifta. He said, because there might be a community that has no wine and everyone is making Kiddush on bread, v'tiknu chacham lekadesh b'vein ha-kneset. So we were made a takana to make Kiddush in shul. What? So what is the first answer in the Rajba? Where does it go?
Here. It's formal, right?
Okay. Right? And it was always formal. Because the Gemara says it was about guests. You're wrong. It wasn't about guests. It was about people who had no wine. Well, that's great.
Why are they so...
Answer two. The Efshar Lomar. Oh, Dmei Kara Tiknu L'Kadosh Vena Knesset. V'Kara Shalakana Mishra Orchen Havat. Or, no, originally it was because of guest. Mishum dezim deika orchen tikkun kash ben ika ben leka. Dumya de racham ein sheva. No, ein sheva shayit etakarak vua b'chol makom. Right? So he has two versions of it's formal. Right? Well, actually, no. His second answer is this. His first answer is it was always for Orchid plus people without wine. And therefore, the Gezeira still exists because maybe there's someone without wine. Right? So the first answer of the Rosh will probably ends up more here. Right? That it was always a formal Gezeira with multiple aspects to it.
I'm not really comfortable with money spending on the floor.
You're okay with the club also.
You mean you're okay with Tosva, which is don't say it.
Okay, fine, yes.
Yeah, okay. I yes. Good. Now we're gonna get to Josh.
Josh
says, oh, I don't care what the Gemara says. It always was something else. What was it?
It was Pursum Shabbat. Very good. Pursum Shabbat.
Pursume
Shabbat. I don't know.
Pursume Shabbat. It was published in God. It was never about what it sounds like in the Gemara. Now, I would say, well, that's nice, Josh, but it happens to be that Josh has a few allies. One is the Ur Zeruah. The second is Gemara. Because Shulchan HaShamayim is the same second one, which is the most single series of books that was ever written. Shulchan HaShamayim was written by Rabbi Yaakov of Marvez. It is a collection of Tshuvot, and he's a Bava Tosfot. And the Tshuvot are based on Shiloh that he wrote down on a piece of paper, would fast put under his pillow and would wake up, and the answers that he would get in his dream after he wrote the Shiloh under his pillow, he then published into a work in the time that the Balei Tosfot called literally the Shu'ot Min HaShamayim, the questions from heaven. So Josh, would you like the Ur Zeruah first, or would you like the heavenly? Okay, good. So go to 5 first. Shu'ot Min HaShamayim, Chafei. Yesh mikomot she'ein mekadrim in Knesset. There are these places that don't say Kiddush. Mipnei she'ein shem orchem, because there aren't guests. Rachmana litzlan. V'sha'alti im adinimayim. V'tom l'mino ha'mekadshim. O im to'ov l'kadosh l'avdol kemen agrov mekom. And I was asked, is it better to say Kiddush or not? V'heshivo, and the Malach told me, Afal pi she'ein Kiddush mekom suda, even though there is no Kiddush except Makom Suda, which you know should tell you that you don't say Kiddush in Shul. Mitzvah l'kaddish l'havdol v'ed ha'knesset. Mishum birov am hadrat melech. Because it's better with a lot of people around. V'od ne'erot chanukah madlikim v'ed ha'knesset. Like ne'erot chanukah. We do that in Shul. And this is the same thing. Pirsum Shabbat, call it Pirsum Shabbat, call it Rovam Hadrat Melech. It was always really about the value of doing it with a lot of people, or as you get in the Kolbo in number 6, Binyan Kiddush Min HaKnesset, Atam, Lefishiyish Bezeh, Pirsum Gadol Hashem Biparach. We do it because it publicizes God, the Kiddush Shmo, and it sanctifies His name, Shemarach No B'makilo, when you do it publicly, Ve'ein Bezeh Mishum Brach L'Vatala, and it's not technically a bracha l'vatala because there are some people who might not notice a kiddush. So he's mostly over there, and then he adds in a little bit of Rambam or something.
But he's just like, they're just saying that this is a principle, that this exists.
Correct.
Now
look at the Ur Zeruah. The Ur Zeruah is even more striking. Okay, I really don't know what to do with this. Four. You asked me, Vasher, look, listen to his language. Vasher Kataftah Shadiacha Smach. You asked me for support. Lootam Shotim Mikidush Shalbid Akned Akresh. Those idiots. Mikidush Shalbid Akned Akresh and Yacholm Latsed Bodo Akish Varokan Enkan, right? The questioner was quite biased. You asked me to support the morons, right? Shaitim. right? Now, that might be a typo. It might be a tough, right? Those who drink. I'm going to guess it was a typo, right? But maybe not, because he gets angry. Sarli Alecha. What does that mean? You cause me much pain. You have made me very angry. Kinatato et picha lahachtiecha. You have given your mouth to make you sin. I am shocked and horrified by a wise and discerning person like yourself. Shaita Rashai Lahutzi Davar Mi Picha, that you allow this to come out of your mouth. Shelo Nitkan Ikaro Klau. Shelo Nitkan Ikaro Klau. Now this is like shocking. It was never again about Bavura Orchem. It was never about the guests. I, the Gemara says it was about the guests. It was never about the guests. Bein l'Rav, Bein l'Shmuel.
What?
Never happened. You didn't see that in the Gemara. It never happened. Ella l'kiddush hayom b'rabim nitkan. It was established for kiddush in public. That's it. Kid amrin b'Yerushalmi, like you have in Yerushalmi, the Amar b'Yosef bar Rab Nehikin, Taman, Bagam, Shein, Yayin, Shats, Oruf, Nehdiv, Omer, Vayichulu, Shamay, Varz. When there's no wine, the Chazan gets him and says, Vayichulu, and he says, Bracha, Mein, Sheva, Halamata, Davke, Kedacha, Yayin, Omer, Shats, Vayichulu, Vahechnika, Yayin, Omer, Kiddush. This is his Diak in Yerushalmi. If there was no wine, then they said, Vayichulu. But if there was wine, they said, Kiddush. Not Vayichulu going into Kiddush. If there was no wine, they only said the Pesukim Vayichulu. But if there was wine, then you said Kiddush Mamash. Now the Orzer has a slight problem, which is the Gemara. That's after the ellipsis. V'hadar berachin el l'shmul lama kiddush v'nei kinishta. I, the Gemara, says the only reason to say Kiddush in Shul is because Kiddush b'makom suda. So how is he going to deal with the Gemara? Hachi perusha lama lila kiddush v'nei kinishta kidei lahotzi ho v'nei kiddush b'makom suda. You have to read the Gemara the following way. Why do you say Kiddush and Shul with the intent to be motzi people if there's no one to be motzi? Answer, there are. But if there weren't, you would say Kiddush with no intent to be motzi people.
That doesn't seem like a plausible read.
I know, but that's what he says. And he says, and even though that's not why we did it, but originally it was set up as a takana to do it in shul. So now we have five possibilities. Okay? Six. Wait. I don't know. Okay, let's go through them. Possibility one. The Gemara says it's about Kiddush Makom Suda and it's about Orchen. And that's all it is. There is no formal takana. There's no nothing. The why is for guests. The what is, if there are guests, you say Kiddush. If there aren't, don't do it. That is Tosfot, Rush, Manhig, Ritzgeyon, Rav Haigon. Then there is 1B, possibly, which is, yeah, it's Kiddush Makom Suda. This is Kiddush Makom Suda because Kiddush Makom Suda is only a problem if you don't have dot. But you have dot to eat at home. Or you're bridging it to at home. So nothing's changed. It looks like it changed. It didn't. You're wrong. That is Megillat Starim. Then there are the people who break the why and the what and say it used to be about guests. But now it's formal. Right? Either that's the Ron Rambam Rajba. Or you say that now it's formal because you're motzi people who can't say Kiddush, which is Rabbeinu Yonah. Or now it's formal and it's a fake Kiddush. And no problem because you're allowed to drink wine before Kiddush and you'll say Kiddush again. And that is the Sar Mikudzi. All these things have the slight problem that the Gemara doesn't say it. Slight. The third possibility is the Gemara says it was about guests. It was never about guests. It was always formal. Because, which is possibly the Megillat Starim, oh, possibly the Rajba. But it's definitely the Orzarush of Menashamayim and the Kolbo, which is, no, it was never, ever, ever about guests. It was always about the value of a public Kiddush, of Pirsum.
Pirsum HaShabbat.
Pirsum HaShabbat. So that's an interesting question. It might only be in shul like bracha main sheva. Yeah, but bracha main sheva is also like that. You don't say magen avod in a non shul. It's a formal gzera in shul. Okay. So I'm going to give you one more academic possibility, but first let's see let's knock off the halacha quickly. Okay. So halacha lamaisa, we'll run through this. Shulchan Aruch says, Noag in Lakadish Beveda Knesset. The minog is to say Kiddush in Shul. The Ein Lakadish Lito Miyayin Kiddush, but you shouldn't drink it. Ela Matim Lakatan, if we have time, we'll talk briefly about the Katan thing. Dein Kiddush Welcome Suda, because it's not your real Kiddush. Real Kiddush requires drinking, but this isn't Kiddush, and since it's not real Kiddush, you're not allowed to drink because you can't eat before. No, the Sarmi Kutzi says you can drink before Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch says you don't. Umeikara lo nitkan ela bishvil orchim. Originally it was for guests to achle v'shadim v'kinishta. Lohotzi yidei chovadan. V'achshav af al gav de lo achle orchim v'kinishta. But nowadays, even though there aren't guests, lo batla takana. It's formal. The takana isn't gone. Zehu tam makom v'shanagul kashmei nekneset. So the first day in Shulchan Aruch is the Ran, Rambam, Rajba. It used to be about guests, and now it's formal. But then what does he say? Last line. Aval yoter tov lahanik shelo lekaz mida kineset. But it's better to get rid of it entirely, like Tosvot. V'chein minog Eretz Yisrael. And that is the minog Eretz Yisrael, and that is why you will find very few shuls in Israel who do it. On the other hand, Magen Avraham says, "Ein levat al minog, don't get rid of it." Kahar be'gaonim yasdu kamash kadav Rashba, because many of the Rishonim thought it was formal, like the Rashba. Ramosha Sternbach, just to give you some contemporary, Ramosha Sternbach says about the Knetiot Khan in shuls here. What's here? I actually don't know. Meaning, he's currently the Rosh HaBeit in Yerushalayim. But where was he before then? South Africa. So, Chelek Aleph, I don't actually know when he wrote it. I think this is Yerushalayim. I think it's Yerushalayim. But I guess it's theoretically possible he wrote this tshuva in South Africa. But I don't think so. But he says, Etzlinu bin HaMidrash, Lo Nagu Kein. He says, by our shul, we don't do it. But does he think you should get rid of it? No, he says, but I fought anybody who wanted to change their minhag. So Moshe Sternbach says, what should you do? Keep the minhag. Why? Shibirov Bate Knesset Khan, but not because it's formal. Shirov Bate Knesset Rabu Ha'ameare, Chain of Makachim Kedin. Because there are many Amarites who don't say Kiddush properly, Oshayin Lehem Revi'it, or they don't have wine. So what is that? Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Right? Rabbeinu Yonah. O lo yodemeich lechadesh, umavur berash, alpish adikun Kiddush beveda knesset, latzeid al kopanament, or davar zeshayach ach b'yamenu. Says, and it applies now as well. But in our shul, we don't do it, because he says in his Beit Midrash, because he is the Rosh of Beit Din of the Eid HaCharedet, there aren't so many people in the shul of the Rosh of Beit Din of the Eid HaCharedet who are going to say Kiddush. So he's like, okay, so I won't change the minhag by me, but if you have the minhag, don't get rid of it. In 10, you have the Har Tzvi. Who's the Har Tzvi? Ritzvi Pesach Frank, who was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. And he says, so he was asked in Cholon what they should do, and he says, in Yerushalayim, the minhag is not to. And outside the Yerushalayim, the minhag is to. So he says, outside Yerushalayim, if you want to, you can rely on the Magen Avraham. Outside Yerushalayim, if you want, rely on the Magen Avraham and treat it as formal. Inside Yerushalayim, don't you dare. Yeah. Because the minhag in Yerushalayim is like Tosfot. Okay? The Beit Mordechai, he was the Rav of Kfar Mutzkin, I think.
what, 1 second? It was the Beit Mordechai. It was a he was the rub of a one of the kibbutzim. He said, "Mikol abchinot," but from all aspects, I tell you. He goes farther and he says, the minag by him is not to say it. But you should change the minag and actively say it. Even though there are no guests, doesn't matter. You should bring the minag back. The Tzitzel Yezer says, I won't read inside, but what does he say? Don't. In Eretz Yisrael, the minag is minag kadum, not to do it. Like Shulchan Aruch says. But the minag in Eretz Yisrael is not to do it, and therefore he says, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it in Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the minag. Okay, I gave you just a footnote in the Hidorot Tshuva who defended the Orza Ruah. Fine. Let me give you one more. This is an academic approach, okay? This is based on Daniel Goldschmidt's article on Kiddush and Avdallah in Machanayim, but this particular paragraph is an application of Goldschmidt's article found on the dafyomi.com website. So I just gave you the relevant lines. And he says, "Kivun shoneh l'tshuva nitan levaseis al pi ma'amaro shel Daniel Goldschmidt, Kiddush v'Avdallah, Machanayim, etc." I have another approach. Al pi ma'amar zeh, b'tkufat ha'tanaim adayin tfilat arvit lo hayta chova. This is fascinating. Okay, Josh, you're going to like this. Goldschmidt said as follows: in the time of the Tanaim, not everybody said Mariv because Mariv was Rishut. And because no one davened Mariv, there was nothing to ground what time you had dinner. So some people had early dinner and some people had late dinner. But on Shabbat, everyone ate late at nighttime. But when would they eat? So his claim is they would always eat, not at night, but before night, before it got dark. And what would they do? Pores mapa umekadesh. They would finish their meal after it got dark. And the Gemara has a category. What's the category? What's pores mapa? That if you are already in the middle going into Shabbat, the Gemara says what you're allowed to do is just cover the food once it gets dark. And say Kiddush in the middle of the meal. So he claims that historically that was the minog, that everyone did that. And then there was a machloket. Whether, like Rabbi Yehuda, you had to stop immediately. Right? So the Gemara has a machloket. There, Rabbi Yehuda says your paris mapo mekadesh, and you say kiddush in the middle of the meal. And Rabbi Yossi says you say kiddush at benching, and you say kiddush and benching on the same coast. That's Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara. B'tkufat ha'amoraim kvar hitmasda tfilat arvit b'beit hakneset. By time the amoraim came around, people were davening mariv. And as we all know, if you go to shul on Friday night, you eat late. And there were places, Bikar B'Bavel, that they didn't have wine. The minhag really, right, it was always something else. He says, Kiddush Makom Seuda originated when people started eating dinner late and people didn't have wine. What other takana started then? B'makbil tukna bracha me'en sheva. And that's when Magen Avot came about because people started davening Mariv. Kidei lahachres ha'kedusha b'rabim.
ודבר זה יתקבל אף בבבל בייחוד במקום שלו בהם יין, ולכן קידשו את השבת בציבור על ידי אמירת ברכה זו. מכאן נובע ששמוע שבן זקן קידשו במקום סודא למייסא משמר את הנוהג הקדום. And this is where he gets very academic. And he says, Shmuel's excuse to say that there were guests there was because he held Kiddush Makom Suda, but he was trying to retroactively justify the minhag that wasn't based on this. Right? Like, this is a very academic answer. I'm not endorsing it, but I thought it was interesting. Right? Shmuel is basically holding on to the minhag from a place when it was actually Makom Suda. But according to him, it really was always something else. Right, Shmuel is repurposing it for the people who are eating in shul, but it was always a formal gzeira that came when people started davening Maariv, and therefore you needed things to stall, and you needed to make Kiddush, and things like that. So what we have here is the following, to summarize. Okay? The Gemara seems to present Kiddush b'makom suda as a din of... Sorry, Kiddush in shul as a din of Kiddush b'makom suda for guests. That's the why, that's the what, that's all there is to it. If that's the case, you should not say it. That's, again, Mane, Choso, Ritzkeo, Rav Haigon, etc. Or it was, used to be that, but that why became a formal gzera. That most clearly is the Ron Rambam Rashba. Right? And therefore it doesn't matter. Others have variations, which is, it used to be that, and now it's a formal gzera for something else. I mean, not just formal with no reason. But we created a new formal gzeira, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, to be motzi those who can't say Kiddush. According to Sar Mikutzi, nowadays it's just a heter to drink wine. It's, you know, it's not Kiddush at all. It's having wine, and you'll say Kiddush later. It looks like Kiddush. It's not Kiddush. And then it was always something else, which might be the Megillat Starim, right? That it was an extended Kiddush Makom Suda, right? Either because of Dot or the bridge. Or it was public Pirsum HaShabbat, or Zeruah, Shot Min HaShamayim, Kolbo, possibly, according to Goldschmidt, right, it was instituted originally as Magen Avot, and then repurposed back into guests eating. What do we do, Lamaitza? So Shulchan Aruch quotes both Deot, but says the Minag is not to. The Magen Avraham says the Minag is two, the Tzitzel Yezer says, the Minag is not to in Eretz Yisrael. Some say the Minag is not to in Yerushalayim, but two, outside Yerushalayim. Ramosha Sternbach says, no, even in Yerushalayim you could do it, but you don't have to, and what you shouldn't do is change the Minag. Right? The Beit Mordechai says, no, bring the Minag back. He doesn't always pass the Rambam. Tosfot, Gonim, Vichule. Okay? The last thing which we're going to do in this sugya, because again, we could spend forever on these sugya, but we're not going to because the countdown is here. We have 3 days left to share, yeah. So we're not going to... I would like to do Abdullah already tomorrow. The last thing here is the following, is that Shulchan Aruch says that if you do it, then you give the wine to a child. Okay? Now, why would you do that? Because if you hold this middle position, then this really isn't Kiddush. It's a formal gzera. But therefore, the drinking is problematic. Why is the drinking problematic? Because it's not really Kiddush. Right? So Shulchan Aruch's solution is to give it to a child. Okay? In the 5 minutes that we have left, I just want to read you Rav Ovadia's summary of why this isn't a problem. Because you'll tell me, okay, if you think that this is Kiddush, that's one thing. But if you think it's not Kiddush, it's something else, then drinking the wine should be usur, unless you possibly have a Sar Mikutzi. The problem is, right, you're not alone. How can you give it to the kid? You're not supposed to make kids violate halacha either. So Rav Ovadia summarizes, says, you shouldn't drink it yourself, like Shulchan Aruch, it's not really, even if you think that you're allowed to do it, it's not really Kiddush, and therefore, if it's not Kiddush, you can't drink. So he says there's another option. So first of all, you could solve the problem by drinking a ravit of wine. If you drink a ravit of wine, why would that be okay? Because you're fulfilling it according to Godin. So that's one option. But that would require you to have a ravit. According to the Levush, even according to the Gonim, what would you need to do? Have two ravit, even according to the Gonim, which we're not doing. So what do we do with kids? I thought I put the right part of it. So someone drinks it, because there's a bracha part of it. I thought I'd put more of it. Okay, I'll just tell you outside. Basically, so why isn't it a problem to give it to kids? Right? We know why you give it to kids, because it's not really kiddish. But why isn't it a problem to give it to kids? Because it's usher. So a few possibilities are raised. One is that it's a machloket. Right? It's a machloket, so who cares? Right? Meaning, you can't let kids do something usher, but you can let them do something that's a machloket. The other major one, as I told you, is that some of the acharonim say that no, the reason you can do it is because maybe you're only not allowed to have kids have something which is asr b'cheftza, but this isn't asr b'cheftza, it's asr b'gavra, that you don't eat before kiddush, but the wine is an asr, and maybe chinuch only forbids kiddush makom, an isr b'cheftza, not isr gavra. The third possibility is the arsa machronim who insist that you give it to a katan, shelo egi el chinuch, and then it wouldn't be a problem.
No, I can drink it.
So you might combine it with the chefza thing, right? But not. So some say this is even katan shegi lechinuch. Many say that it's better to give it to a child who is not hegi lechinuch. Like I said, that's a fascinating sugya in the rules of chinuch of lahazar gadol malaktanim. So is the Tosfot's discussion of eating in shul. But as much as those things are all, you know, sort of relevant, I'm going to say that we have to, we're going to have to keep going. So we'll leave it there. Tomorrow we will.